Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Where would that be exactly, huh?
With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That'd be America. Glad to have you along. The heartland of America is right here. North and South Dakota, Minnesota. We got plenty of Canucks listening. Conservative Canucks. There is such a thing, Kevin. I don't know if you knew that or not. But
oh, I know there is. A lot of family of mine are trapped up there.
Every once in a while we hear from the folks in Montana and the surrounding Northern Plains states. We appreciate you very much. And I have an important question for you today. One of the questions I want to tackle in this first hour is whether or not what is happening right now before us, and what do I mean by that? Divided government, you know, a former president being absolutely assaulted by the legal system, a current president who can't string two sentences together and is obviously incompetent and jamming an agenda down the throat of the American people with only Democratic votes that will do nothing but continue to bankrupt America now with $33 trillion in debt. The border open, a war in Ukraine that nobody even explains why it's necessary.
Anyway,
that's about his best job at doing of that. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? You get it. You know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, yeah.
Neighbors at each other's throats, everything else. I think it is...
crime and solving the problems of New York City and New York State.
There's the Trumpster. He just said a couple of things in court today for day two of the fraud trial, so sorry. Popped up. We'll have the whole comment here.
Oh, don't ever be sorry for that. He can jump in any time.
He can, exactly. I just wish we'd had a little more of what he had to say there. But we have a little button here, and the button automatically turns on when Trump is speaking live, because we don't want you to miss a darn thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And we had most of it yesterday, of him adding in, but today, just a little bit of it. We'll have more as we go, okay? But, I mean, you got this battle in Congress between Speaker of the House McCarthy and Gates. Just look everywhere. Look in your own families to see people divided about whether it be a pipeline and carbon management, or whether it be about our debt, or whether it be about the border, or, you know, who's a better president. It's everywhere. What is it? Is it what the founding fathers designed, to have robust debate on things, or have we gone to a darker place? Is this spiritual warfare? That's a question I have for you today. I am a fan of Tucker Carlson, if for no other reason. Here's my quick little Tucker Carlson story for you. I saw Tucker Carlson live at a Charlie Kirk event within the last 2 years. I forget exactly when it was. And I went into that event not being a big Tucker Carlson fan. And I can't exactly explain why, but I just wasn't a big Tucker fan. I don't even know.
Didn't grip your trigger. Yeah, I get it.
Whatever. I mean, I was a bigger fan of Bill O'Reilly and what he did than I was Tucker, and I could not put my finger on it. But at this event, I saw a Tucker Carlson I'd never seen on Fox News Channel before, talking about his family and American families and spiritual warfare. He talks about this a lot. He didn't talk about it on Fox News Channel. But he is making the case that we are in a state of spiritual warfare. He did an interview with Blaze Media recently. Just listen to a little bit of this.
Most important election of our lifetime. How do you explain?
Well, I'm clinging to the hope that elections still matter. I really want to believe that because I'm American in a very fundamental way. And so I believe in the actual mechanics of democracy, like the people should rule, you know. But leaving aside even elections, I think it's clearly a pivot point in history. And I don't think the issues that we debate and really are in some ways distractions are the core issues at all. I mean, there are forces, unseen forces acting on people. It's funny, in February, I was like trying to think about what to do for Lent. I'm not a particularly faithful or virtuous person, but like you try to do something. I already quit smoking, so like what's next? And I thought, well, I'm just going to read the Bible. And no, I'm not going to do a Bible study. I'm a Protestant, so I feel like I have a right to kind of read it myself. And I know, I'm sorry. I feel that way. And so I've been reading it since February, and I'm like about halfway done. And I haven't talked to anyone about it. And I haven't been in it, just been myself reading it. And I have all kinds, it's like the most interesting thing I think I've ever done. It's unbelievable. The amount of drama in those books that has been hidden from me as a regular churchgoer in the Episcopal Church. Like, wait, why didn't you never mention this? This is like unbelievable. What? But the two things I have come away with after reading the entire New Testament, and I'm up to Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, is the... with the exception of Jesus, every figure is like really flawed.
Big time.
Like flawed in a way where you'd be like, I don't know if I could be friends with that person. You know what I mean? Yep. Abraham enters Egypt and he's like, oh, it's my sister actually. Take her. What? What? I was saying to my wife, who was a religion teacher, I was like, why didn't anyone? What is that? And she's like, maybe the point is that God takes people who are not perfect people. Not only not perfect people, like they're so imperfect again. I don't think I could have dinner with them. And uses them for these grander purposes. That's the first thing I notice. The second thing I notice is that people, while they have free will, of course, and they can make decisions and they live with the consequences of those decisions, they're not really in charge of the arc of history at all. They are being acted upon a lot.
Amen.
Okay? And I never really appreciated that because I'm American, and so I grew up with this feeling that we're the sum total of our choices. Well, that's not what I'm reading at all.
Fascinating conversation with Tucker Carlson. And by the way, the flawed human being concept is one I've always returned to when it comes to Donald Trump. Because people that don't like Donald Trump love to say, well, how can you be for a guy that did this and did that and did. And I always say, you heard of David in the Bible?
We're all sinners.
I mean,
sinners.
And it's never too late to say, hey, I'm sorry, I screwed that up. I'm starting fresh. You know, which, by the way, his pastor who's been on this program has told us he's done, Paula White. So, but the larger part of this is Tucker Carlson talking about, did you ever hear Tucker Carlson say anything like that on Fox News Channel before, Kim?
No, I haven't.
Nothing of the sort.
Great story.
And he's been doing it for a while. You know, he really has. Here he is a little bit earlier than that last one.
But leaving that aside, I would say the gender debate is about that. I am so powerful, I can alter the most basic course of nature, which is the gender binary. The split into male and female, complementary halves, the yin and the yang. I can end that. But I also think there's got to be a spiritual development. That is so destructive, it can only be described as evil, long-term and short-term. It directly hurts children, which is how you know, but it destroys the society. And so I look at that and I'm like, oh, this whole spiritual warfare the evangelicals are always talking about. I'm an Episcopalian, I'll just admit that. I was actually kicked out of the church, basically. I would never actually go to an Episcopal church, but that's where I grew up. And so I didn't grow up in a world where people were like quoting Revelation. You know what I mean? They were reading the Psalms, like they didn't matter. So it's not like I'm quick to jump to the conclusion that spiritual warfare is at work. I just had no other explanation. Like, what's the other explanation? There isn't one. So, yes, we're watching a battle between good and evil that is playing out in spaces that we cannot see because it is a spiritual war,
amen,
not just a human war.
Amen.
Wow. I mean, that is... here's my question for you. You agree with that? Do you agree with Tucker Carlson that this is spiritual warfare? If it is, if I do, by the way.
Oh, 1,000%.
And I also believe that when you believe what is happening is the result of a spiritual war, again, not a human war, a battle between good versus evil, you have a completely different perspective of the tick-tock of what happens every day.
Right.
Right? Like we're going to talk later about Jason Lewis going to join us on the show today, Minnesota's Mr. Right, and talk a little bit about this McCarthy versus Gates battle, right, and who's right, and how we get to a balanced budget ever again as someone that was been there, done that. We're going to talk to Todd Bensman about the border. And every one of those things are like a chapter in the spiritual warfare book. But when you recognize that it is spiritual warfare, your whole outlook changes. So my question to you today is, Tucker Carlson crazy? Scott and Kevin crazy? Is this wacko talk, this spiritual battle, or do you believe we're in one? Conversation for the hour, 701-271-1100. And we do have Donald Trump outside court moments ago coming up.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa. In stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Pismo.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This winter, the best ever, when rather than looking at the forecast and kicking rocks and being all ticked off about the inevitable Northern Plains winter we'll have, you'll be in a Finley Osana from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. It's the miracle of the medical world. Find out why everyone is talking about the wonderful wellness benefits of the sauna. Did you know that Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck has North America's largest sauna display. And they can give you great tips on how you can live better and keep you healthy in just minutes a day. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Trust me on this one thing. When you're in that sauna, you think better. You live better. And you really don't care what the temperature is outside. You look forward to getting into that sauna every morning or every night or a couple times a day. Pretty amazing. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Are we in a spiritual warfare battle right now? Is this a spiritual war? Is that what this is? Listener says, hey, a chuckle at you, Mr. Hannon, when you speak of what's going on today in America. You and many have been asleep for the last 15 years. If you were paying attention to what was happening overseas in many countries, and our government ties to those countries, it would be easily predictable to see what was going to happen here. My friends and I laughed at years ago for... My friends and I were laughed at years ago for talking about the deep state and our shadow government. No one's laughing now. Have a great day.
Well, I'm right there with you, brother. Yeah?
Yeah, we've been talking about the deep state for a long time. I just think the deep state is part of the reason there is a spiritual warfare, but there are many, many reasons for it. Look, this is happening in our families.
Well, Scotty, one thing, too, there isn't one deep state. There's a bunch of them. It's like a bunch of swamps, a bunch of,
again,
rooms filled with very nasty people that are all on the same goal, all on the same agenda.
Right. It's about an ideology, really, in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a view that you have, and it's one that is Marxist. It is about, they want division. This is what they want. This is why Mark Levin's written that great new book, The Democratic Party Hates America. And he makes the case for it in the book. I'm reading it right now. He's on the air Monday with us, by the way. But, yeah, that's an ideology. That's a way of thinking. And it isn't like, yeah, it's time for the meeting of the deep state and somebody cranks up the Zoom calls. This is tentacles in about everything. Great point, Kev. Another listener here says, Scott, I don't know the last time you walked through Moorhead High School, but I was just there last night, and every hallway display case is rainbow-laced along with ethnic diversity crap. I was there for a music concert, and the choir sang all ethnic of African folk songs and one about Don't Drop the Plow, an obvious song about slavery. I'd say Rob Kubek represents the constituents, unfortunately.
Yep. The more you highlight it and talk about it and ignore content of character over color of skin, the more it'll grow.
Yeah, in my mind,
that's it.
Much of the DEI movement is racist in and of itself.
That's exactly. Morgan Freeman said it absolutely 1,000% best. If you want to end racism, stop talking about it. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex you are. Just do the job. Do the work. Show up early, stay late, get the grades, make the money. I don't care. No one does. But yet, here they are. It's nonstop, every day, everywhere you look.
And it's virtue signaling. The choir director says, let's do all African folk songs and throw one in about slavery.
Yeah.
And that way, we'll be more inclusive. That way, we'll be more equitable.
And
what are some great American hymns that they could sing? Or, I mean, not hymns in public schools. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just saying there's plenty of things they could do. And by the way, do an African folk song. That's great. We've got some people with the African heritage. Let's do a song of theirs. Let's do a song that's been sung at choirs for decades and
here's
generations and kish.
My one question, and with all of the canceling and the statues down and the logos and we can't changing the names of the teams and all of this, has any of this actually solved any problems in the black community? Has any of this actually solved any problems in this country? Is it making it better? I would argue, I don't think so. We're probably still where we were. Maybe even worse.
And by the way, what he just described, he or she, on this text we got about the Moorhead School and the concert last night, that's spiritual warfare, too. This is what I'm talking about and how it divides. one of the reasons, sadly, when I see a rainbow, I think, okay, what's the agenda here? The rainbow, for crying out loud! Created by the maker of this earth. You know, and you know what that is? It's not, can't we all get along? It's, I want to be in your face. Yep. And I want to tell you...
We all got along for a long time.
Yeah. This is about two homecoming kings. This is, that's what it's about. It's about division. It's the same thing.
That's about
what you're describing.
Women. Plain and simple.
True that.
Ridiculous.
Another listener says, just had a friend fly from Tucson, Arizona to Denver. With the exception of he and his friends, the entire Delta flight was filled with illegal immigrants.
Oh, yeah.
They were all holding a manila envelope with a barcode on it that got them on the plane. I've seen this with my own eyes, ladies and gentlemen. This individual is 100% accurate. All said Department of Homeland Security on the envelope. They said the plane smelled so bad it was all they could do to breathe. The stewardesses were fluent Spanish and Chinese. Denver is a hub for these illegals, but don't forget, Joe said it was terrible to bust them to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, we're going to talk the border later today with Todd Benzman, an update review really of the last year of the Biden administration, because just the numbers should wake you up.
Does it excite you to know that you paid for those plane tickets, too? I mean, how exciting is it? This is all just so exciting. We're building back better. Got to finish the job, you know, kind of so far.
The border is spiritual warfare, too.
Oh, man.
And by the way, look on your television screen. You see Philadelphia, this latest looting spree? We haven't talked much about this because it's so commonplace. I guess that's why I mean, I wake up and they say, look what happened in Philadelphia. My gosh, this big looting spree was crazy. I'm like, well, what else is new? I've been doing that since, the George Floyd protest, Black Lives Matter protest. Do it all the time. What's new? It's spiritual warfare. It is, too. So this is the point that I'm making. And I'm also asking if you agree or disagree, and I'd love to hear from you. Another listener says, all of these judges that have been charging President Trump should have to pay. They're not responsible for anything. Where's the crime in falsely accusing people?
Yeah, they should have to. They never will pay, though.
I have one question about the New York trial. That Trump is it, in day two here. And by the way, Trump had some big victories against the Attorney General in New York yesterday, in case you missed that.
Yeah, they dropped like 80% of it, didn't they?
Because they didn't even know where the statute of limitations had come. I mean, that just shows you what a witch hunt it is. But why would he have waived? We had a call yesterday that said that he was to blame for all this because he waived the jury trial. Why would he allow one New York judge to decide his fate on this?
Some other texter said that it was denied him. And I said, I don't think they can deny you a jury trial.
Well, he said that yesterday. He said that we were denied a jury trial. And I agree with you. I don't know that you can. So I'd like to know more on that. But
how do you do that? I mean, due process is due process. But maybe not in New York. I don't know.
Evidently, the remedy they're talking about today is a $250 million fine and being barred from doing business in New York City in the future. So that's what they're talking about now. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Scott Hanlon, I talked to Mike Lindell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0 and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
USA News Update. 9-year-old Charlotte Cena went missing Saturday night at Morrow Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Cena was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition as she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience today. It awaits at a PetroServe USA near you. Is that Boston, by the way? Sounds like Boston. You're playing.
That is Boston, my friend. Rock and roll band.
Rock and roll band. Classic, right? Are they touring still?
Oh, yeah. No. Brad Delp passed away, lead singer. I think they toured a bit without him with another singer, but.
Darn it anyway. Yeah, exactly right. PetroServe USA has home cook and grab and go convenience. I want to talk a moment about Castleton. Castleton is the newest addition to PetroServe USA's expanded stores. They have a brand new store there. And breakfast and lunch served. Place is packed already. It's phenomenal. If you've not been there, make a swing through at the Castleton. There's also PetroServe USA. There's also a new PetroServe USA coming in Wahpeton as well. So, and Harwood yesterday was a blast. We had a great time. And it was fun. We had some guests there from Bismarck, from the North Dakota Ethanol Council and the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. And they all stayed for lunch and raved about it. And meatloaf yesterday. That was just unbelievable. So it's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. It's PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. And you're quickly going to realize this is better than the same old for lunch any single day. Harwood, Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29, NP Avenue, 45th Street in Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you. 701-271-1100. Simple question for you today. Are we in the middle of a spiritual battle? The United States of America, in a broad sense, good versus evil on earth. All the way down to family members of yours who cancel you over a vaccine or a Trump vote. To me, soup to nuts, all the way down to the family level, all the way up to good versus evil on the entire planet, I'd say it's a spiritual battle. Tucker Carlson calls it that too. Are we crazy? Is this crazy talk? Or do you agree we're in a spiritual battle? Listener says, yes, Scott, we are in a spiritual war. Have you noticed the terminology used by the left? It's warlike in nature. Satan is a terrible leader, but a good salesman. Just like the Democrats today.
Well said.
That's a good line.
Really well said.
701-271-1100 to agree or disagree on this point today. Here's more from Tucker Carlson.
Non-specific theological terms, and just say, if you want to know what's evil and what's good, what are the characteristics of those? And by the way, you know, I think the Athenians would agree with this. This is not necessarily just a Christian notion. This is kind of a, I would say, widely agreed upon understanding of good and evil. What are its products? thoughts. What do these two conditions produce? Well, I mean, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it, lack of conflict, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's true. It is. And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if you are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes, what you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. I'm not calling for religious war. Far from it. I'm merely calling for an acknowledgement of what we're watching, which is not what, and I'm not certainly not backing the Republican Party. I mean, ugh. I'm not making a partisan point at all. I'm just noting what's super obvious. Like, those of us who are in our mid-50s are caught in the past in the way that we think about this. One side's like, no, you know, I've got this idea, and we've got this idea, and let's have a debate about our ideas. They don't want a debate. Those ideas won't produce outcomes that any rational person would want under any circumstances. Those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree anymore. How about you? Tell me at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. By the way, Hunter Biden has pled not guilty to all charges. All right. Are we surprised? No. You know what that's called, Kevin? Kick the can down the road.
Oh,
let's get
yeah.
this past the election. Let's.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll
Nothing
bet,
to see there.
I'll just bet you that the scheduling of the trial for Hunter Biden will be a little more favorable to Team Biden than the scheduling of trials for Donald Trump on his charges. What do you think, Kevin? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. And well, and you know, you got to consider, I mean, consider Biden top of his game. He knows what's going on.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Everybody knows what everybody's doing, so it's all good.
Here is Donald Trump minutes before he walked into court in New York City for the second time in 2 days. Here's the, as we promised, President Donald Trump in those comments.
Thank you very much. Judge Engoron has been given false and extremely misleading information about my net worth. A private company, nobody's supposed to know my net worth, but now everybody is and will, and I hope you're impressed. You built a great company. But he's been given false information, misleading information, and corrupt information by a very corrupt and incompetent attorney general. Letitia James, this woman is grossly incompetent. She ran on the basis, I will get Trump without knowing anything about him. So he's been given this information. It's now been proven to be false, such as Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, being worth $18 million, when in fact it's much closer to $1.5 billion. And I appreciate very much the officials of Palm Beach calling yesterday and writing and saying that she was very wrong. That's not the way you got this property. So she said it was $18 million. It's $1.5 million. Likewise, we just recently sold two properties for many times what they were worth, many times what they were worth in the financial statements. And the statements were actually much lower than the actual net worth. She knows that. But she's fraudulent.
Of course she is. Of course she is. We know that. 701-271-1100. Here's the text line. 701-237-1590. Texter says, I pray at least twice a day, every day, for Jesus to bring us back to Christ. God bless Donald Trump. And because I believe he was chosen by God as his disciple, please put him back in office. I believe Biden won to show us the evil side. If we don't go back to God and his ways and rules, it sure brought out the ugly and evil we didn't even know existed. I could proudly say I have two grandchildren who've now turned to God to improve their mental and emotional struggles, when a year ago they scoffed at it. God bless Donald Trump. Keep him safe and healthy, America. Bring us back to Jesus. I won my grandchildren from Satan's grip, writes the listener. Wow. Well, that could be a life's accomplishment right there for that grandparent.
Yep.
To save two souls. To save two souls. Love it. Texture says, hey, you guys broadcast the football games for MSUM, right? Well, men wear dresses more than any other institution in the region at MSUM. This from someone who used to work there. Don't see the connection between the coverage of MSUM football and individuals that make a choice that I would say is indicative of what we would call spiritual warfare. If a man is wearing a dress, there's some serious confusion going on there. Example number, how many are we up to today, Kev? 100, added to the list is my point.
Right.
Another listener, I definitely agree with you. We're facing severe spiritual warfare. It could be quite interesting depending on the judge's decision in the Trump case. Seems like that would open up the door for Trump to go back and sue the state tax department and get a refund of all the excessive taxes he paid for false valuations in previous years and decades. That'd be great, wouldn't it? He should say, you're right. Mar-a-Lago's only worth $18 million. Therefore, I paid taxes on it being worth $1 billion. You owe me X.
Yeah.
Right. This insanity's got to end somehow.
You know, it's wild. I've never been to Mar-a-Lago, but I'm a big Google Maps geek. And if you look at Mar-a-Lago on Google Maps, it basically runs. It's the entire width of Palm Beach of the island. He has the beach house on the eastern side on the Atlantic, and
yep.
Then it goes to the inner to the bay on the other side.
Unheard of.
You know, you look at the average house in Palm. The median house in Palm Springs is about $1.5 million, and you know, I don't know how many you could put in that property. But the house and the property, I mean, you've been there, Scotty. It's an epic problem. I don't know that it's $1.5 billion, but it's certainly not $18 million. That's criminal to say that property would be worth. You could put 40 of those $2 million houses in there. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, and it really shows you how stupid these people are.
Exactly.
You can figure this out.
Yeah, I did two searches. There it is.
As the president just said, I mean, Palm Beach County is coming out and saying it's worth more. I mean, all she had to do is make a phone call. Listener says, remember when the progressive Democrat FDR ignored the rule of law and the Constitution to intern millions of Japanese who came to the U.S. legally in the name of national security? Now we have a progressively more stupid and leftist ignoring the Constitution and the rule of law in order to destroy national security to pay off his Chinese partners. Yeah, that's a good point. Sure is. Mike in Minnesota, where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from a little township of Maine, Minnesota. Population of about 20, I think.
I love it. It's our first call from Maine. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I tell you, Letitia James, she ran on a platform, I'm going to get Trump. She didn't run on the platform of bringing justice for the people of New York State, to help get rid of crime in New York State. There was nothing about that to uphold the law. This was just her vendetta. And to me, that's a cheap shot at jurisprudence, because she has made jurisprudence sound like a locker room joke. And that is really sad, because there are a lot of good lawyers and there are a lot of good prosecutors out there, but she sure is not one of them. And she has used her race for everything other than what it was intended, and she has used her office for everything other than it was intended.
Do you think, Mike, do you think that this is spiritual warfare? The legal battle against Donald Trump, is that spiritual warfare? Yeah. You're not alone, and I appreciate your comment. Thanks for calling. Up against the break here. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. 701-271-1100 to call us. More after this. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim on USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Take it from Tim. You're going to love Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
My story is, my reward for exercising, I use my hot tub totally for wellness. Vince came over, showed me where to put it, took care of everything. It's just perfect. Every morning, once again, it's being able to use it after you exercise. It's just the energy level. It's wonderful. The thing that I appreciate the most is the valet service. You don't worry about anything. The only thing you have to do is lift the cover and enjoy.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Brian Cronk here from Cullens and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Peter, about our audience, is that you're number one, always willing to buy a product or a service from somebody that is advertising on these programs as a show of support for the program and the station, and that's much appreciated. And you know what else? I hear this from clients all the time. Your listeners want me to know that they heard the advertisement for our business on your air. So thank you for that as well, because you go out of your way to say, I'm here because of your support for a station that if it didn't exist, we'd have all fake news. So thank you for that. H.A. Thompson & Sons is one of those businesses. I mean, you need a furnace, air conditioner in good condition, maybe you need a new one, water heater, garage heater, garbage disposal, working on a bathroom remodel. Well, they do all that. Natural gas, grill piping, humidifier installation. On the commercial side, design, build, new construction, prefab, repair and remodel. Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, Bismarck, they're everywhere. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com is the website for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been around since 1908. Pretty amazing. I found another Tucker Carlson clip that's worth sharing from the Janice Dean podcast, where he explains if spiritual warfare, Kev, might tend to seem too religious to some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, spiritual warfare, what are you talking about here? He explains it in a different way here that I think maybe will help you if you feel like certainly not on board with the spiritual warfare version of this. Listen to this explanation. It's good.
You look around and there's sort of no other explanation for what we're seeing. And I know a lot of people are starting to feel this way, and they may not, like me, fully understand what it is.
Yeah.
But they know that there are larger forces at work on both sides here. That's very obvious. And so if I could level one criticism at American society, which I love and was born in and will die in and hope to defend, but the one criticism I would have is that it's too secular. We don't allow for the possibility that what we're seeing is the result of human decisions, of course, but also there may be other things going on. Like every society from the beginning of time that we know of has acknowledged the role of the unseen, of spiritual force, of the supernatural in daily life. I mean, everyone has always acknowledged that until about 100 years ago in the West, where we're like, oh, none of that's true. Not even 100 years ago, post-war, Second World War, so 80 years. And so we're the anomaly. We're the exception to the rule. We're the only society since the beginning of time that didn't have conversations about God, you know, however you
perceive
describe
that.
God. Yeah, sure. But every society, I mean, you could go into the deepest, most remote parts of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, Peru, and Colombia, you won't find a single person. Do you believe in God? What? No. What does that even mean? Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's not even questioned.
Yeah.
I think there's a reawakening to the reality that, of course, what we're seeing is not fully understandable. Of course. And I would also say, last thing I'll say, but is that I think the big mistake that we make is imagining that we can understand the world around us with great precision. We can't. Science can't explain everything, that's for sure. There are mysteries that science cannot penetrate. And once you realize that, you realize you're not in control of everything.
Yeah.
So the division, in my view, is not between Christians and non-Christians or believers and non-believers. It's between people who believe in God and people who think they are God.
Yeah.
And people who think they are God are really scary to me.
Yeah.
That breaks it down. You think?
That breaks it down a little better. That was very well said, you know. Again, how else do you explain what we're watching play out before our eyes? How many people come up to you today to say, I can't even believe this. This is just, it's everywhere you look, it's crazy. Whatever you pick as an example. I'll give you one from last night I found out about. This 9-year-old little girl out for a bike ride in a state park in New York, snagged by some pervert creep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You think, well, what a fourth grade little girl riding her bike. What in the world? I mean, it's multiple times a day you're seeing examples of this. By the way, they got her back.
Yeah.
They caught the guy. Phenomenal police work there, when you think about that. Because when I first heard about that, I thought, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. She's missing. No, they got her back. Texter says, hey, Scott, I must say, in New York City, this trial, these banks must have the dumbest people ever working for them. The bank appraisers, loan officers, and attorneys obviously don't know what they're doing because they appraise all of his properties at the wrong values.
Yeah, crazy.
It took an attorney general and a judge to show how dumb they were. Yeah, isn't it, though? Yeah, well said. Another listener says, of course we're in a spiritual battle. What happens if our leaders don't fight harder? How does it end? It's a fair question.
Oh, another fair.
Another says, it's all out of the communist playbook. Create chaos, then the government comes in to help.
Yep, us and them, division, etc. Here they go.
Totally agree with the Tucker Carlson, says another listener. We are, without a doubt, in a spiritual war. Totally agree with him. Most folks do here. Please stop saying these people are stupid. They know exactly what they're doing.
Good
says
point.
Another.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. By the way, God's rainbow has 7 colors. Satan's rainbow only has 6, just like the pride flag. Did not know that? Take your word for it. Another, it's absolutely good versus evil. I've given it a lot of consideration, and I cannot find any other way to explain it. The lunatics have basically lost all morality. Something has got to change. So true. Great comments. Thanks for the discussion.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta of great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your order.